issued a ruling temporarily barring the Trump administration from refusing asylum to immigrants who cross the southern border illegally. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The ruling comes as a migrant caravan of 3,000 has made their way across South America to Tijuana, just across the border between Mexico and California. President Trump issued a proclamation November 9th denying asylum to most border crossers as a response to the caravans, which he has repeatedly said are not getting into the country illegally. The administration directed asylum seekers to enter at one of the 26 official border crossings with Mexico. Legal groups sued, arguing the law clearly allows someone to seek asylum regardless of how they enter the U.S. Trump used the same powers he used last year to impose a travel ban that was ultimately upheld by the Supreme Court. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Trump is expected to review a full report from his administration this Tuesday about the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, last month. Multiple U.S. news agencies have cited U.S. intelligence officials saying that the Central Intelligence Agency has concluded Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the October 2nd killing. State Department said publicly Saturday no final conclusions had been reached. Saudi officials have denied the Crown Prince had anything to do with Khashoggi's killing. And Mr. Trump has called reports blaming the Crown Prince premature. A Saudi prosecutor cleared the Crown Prince of wrongdoing last week while calling the death penalty for five men announcing indictments against 11. The prosecutor said a total of 21 people had been detained in connection with that killing. This is VOA News. The White House says it has fully restored CNN reporter Jim Acosta's press credentials. AP correspondent Sagar.